Enjoy.
Hello guys, welcome to a brand new episode of our show. I'm chilling with the boys, with and see them one, me then you call them boys again. Guys, I'll be men.
Men.
I'm chilling with the men then.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to be talking about the UCL. We'll be discussing results from the last Premier League game week. Yeah. And we'll be previewing upcoming games.
Game week 35.
Yeah, I'm in the company of...
I go by the name Bonji.
Welcome fam. It's your usual nigga, Mano Peter.
And
regularly.
And I am Victor, your host. Title is between Arsenal and Man City.
Yeah.
Arsenal, I told you last time we met, you guys are bottled it. Do you finally
don't
like
call it bottling?
You say bottling.
You bottle it.
How will you bottle it?
You guys, you guys are the Coca-Cola bottling company.
Bro, we need bottle. Stop using that word bottle.
Okay, what did you guys do?
Man City just took it. Man City just took it away from us.
As per owners be that one.
they are the landlords of the league, we cannot lie.
And do you know the funniest thing? Guardiola has not won Manager of the Month this year.
He was supposed to win the list that was released today.
It's what Emery
won. This guy, Emery won it. Yeah. Emery won 5 out of 7 games.
Yeah.
Guardiola won 5 out of 5. I don't know why Guardiola was not awarded.
No, but Emery's considering that it's Aston Villa. It's more impressive.
When they talk through, forget all this one manager who else can't shine. And that's how De Bruyne has not yet won a Player of the Month.
That is his business.
De Bruyne has not really had a standout month actually.
But these are guys that are having class. In big games they turn up. This one when they went
month
in
is consistency yeah, now, for consistency. A month.
I don't feel like month. Those things actually matter when you just give a small manager because he has won.
No, but Ateta has won it 4 times this season.
What happened this month? Because this guy won more games with Aston Villa and then it's because it's Aston Villa, but
Aston Villa has been on form.
They won 5 out of 7.
Yes, they only lost to who said?
Did they lose? But I think they drew and maybe they lost.
No, they lost to Man U.
Okay,
lost to Man U too. So that's the only match they lost that month too.
Yeah. Wow.
So Emery with Aston Villa now I think they are 6th or 7th on the Premier League.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
It's a big shout. So I think Emery quite deserves it. But looking at,
do you know that title is still slipping out of Man City?
Nah, bro.
Do you know who Man City is playing?
Nah.
I trust Everton to do a job for me.
That's what people keep saying about Everton.
You know why I love it? They are going to Everton's home. What's the name of that place again? Vicarage Road or whatever.
Goodison Park.
Goodison Park, sorry. They are going to Goodison Park. And on Tuesday or on Wednesday, they have Madrid, the second leg. So now, it is a tricky situation for them. But the thing is, the two squads that they have, the starting and the bench, they are all
good
to
win matches for them.
The quality is all on the level ground.
So that's it.
So, you see why I say they are the landlords of the league.
Aside that, I said, it's the hope that kills you. Just bury that hope.
See, I don't see Man City dropping any point against Everton, number one. Because Man City, these few weeks that Man City are in, they are very focused.
Man City have won 20 straight games.
They need momentum. Everton.
Man City have won 20 straight
games. They are very focused now. Like even the way they played us.
10 straight in the league.
Actually, I've never seen Man City so focused, like in two seasons like they were
this
Madrid.
This is their time that is
they were so
like
focused.
January.
Yeah.
And January then they peak when
Man City
pick up one
kind. The last time Man City was this focused was when they were playing against Liverpool. That they outclassed Liverpool. That was the last time I saw Man City.
Man City are grinding our results, man. But we don't even talk about the results from last week. Chelsea finally.
I'm telling you,
Chelsea are not going to get relegated.
Yeah, escape
so at this point, we are going to put applause.
I'm not going to clap for them. I'm sad.
Chelsea are sad.
They are not getting relegated.
We wanted them to get
possible for them to get relegated now.
I was hoping
you only need 40 points. You only need 40 points to be safe.
I was hoping they were
on 39, so they're not going to get relegated. What disappointed me is that Lampard did not get 007.
There's only 107. Sancho. Sancho.
Do you know how embarrassing it is that this guy
sports? Even Madueke didn't even hit 007.
All of them escape on their last game.
I'm telling you. Mudrik escaped the one assist.
Wait, but there's the OG 007. Mm. That one is 07 times 3. Richarlison.
Times the whole season.
He reached five. Was it against Liverpool?
I think that's the second goal.
I know that his first goal. Yes, it's the game where he scored dying minute and they scored Liverpool again. Now. That was Liverpool. Yeah. I mean, that's his first goal this season.
35.
I'm serious. I can open Premier League app now.
Damn.
35 games.
So that's the OG 07. Sancho.
I was hoping he was going to go a full season without scoring. So it would be.
But I think someone has done this now. Jordan, all those are you brothers.
Plenty of strikers are
from Molas.
Very mad. All these strikers who are signed them for Falcao. They know them.
Falcao is good.
One goal. He scored one goal for you. One. He scored one for you. You only scored one for Chelsea.
That is two.
Whole season, he scored one goal.
But then City won Leeds 2-1. And then Tottenham, Harry Kane, bro, Harry Kane's on fire this season. But you know why we're not talking about
City? Harry Kane is not only on fire.
It's because Haaland is doing wonders. Hi, God.
Haaland is not doing wonders. Harry Kane is in a shitty club.
Dear Harry Kane, come to Man U. Become our Van Persie.
Leave one shit club to another shit club.
Come and win the Premier League for us.
From another shit club.
I think we are better. We win trophies. Tottenham are just allergic to trophies, guy. Tottenham, I've never seen Tottenham win trophy since I started watching football.
They've won Audi Cup.
Audi Cup, ba. guy, somebody said it could have been better for Harry Kane to remain at Leicester City. They would have won
Premier League and FA Cup and Community Shield. We'd have won something.
Kai Walker. Kai Walker left Tottenham at 26 years old. Kaoka now has like 11 trophies, guy. Yeah. Since he left Tottenham.
He has won four, five leagues. He has won like four Carabao Cups. He has won.
And that was the time for me. Harry Kane should have left.
Harry Kane should have left that period.
I felt the whole Tottenham squad there.
When I knew Harry Kane,
Dele Alli, all of them should have just gone by that time.
When I knew the guy was not ambitious was when he went to sign like 6 years deal after when he was like 28. Are you mad?
He did for the money, bro.
Liverpool 1, Brentford 1-0, and all of a sudden, they are behind us. they won six consecutive games. Bro, they were languishing with Chelsea. What happened? They don't leave Chelsea for down. they are something of the top four contenders now.
I'm telling you.
Bro. They are going to map. I feel like Man U will bottle the top four and Liverpool.
It's very, very possible because
Man U and Tottenham will bottle it and then Liverpool is there.
But are you sure?
You're paying me, man.
How many games have Liverpool played?
35.
How many games have you played?
34.
34. How many points do you have on them?
63. They have 62.
It's like the situation I have in Man City. They are topping me by 1 point and they have a game in hand.
Just have this point in your head. Do you see Man U dropping points before the end of the season?
I mean, yes, who are they playing?
They have four more games. I don't know.
We have Wolves.
They have Chelsea.
You have Wolves.
They have Chelsea.
We have Chelsea. I think we have Leicester City.
I don't know, but anybody.
But do you see them dropping points?
Anybody that is in the top 10, just know that Man U will not win.
Good. Do you see Liverpool dropping points?
You know,
their last panel three games.
We've won everybody in the top four.
When you're in your mojo, that's when you're in your mojo.
I leave Brighton. Right now,
Man doesn't have the form right now.
No, our key players are not.
Your squad is
our
wounded.
Defenders, our major defenders, Varane and Martinez.
Your goal scorer is not scoring goal.
Our goal scorer. They just feed them injection so that we feel.
So I just feel like.
We are going to drop points, but hopefully.
I feel like they will make top four.
Hopefully.
But just forget about that Kadai FA Cup that you got.
We'll get to that point. We'll get to the Champions League.
We'll put you on toast.
Because what I'm praying for
toast, guys.
She's June, baby, me.
I don't care.
June.
See, do you know what I'm praying for?
I will be there.
I'm praying for Madu.
It won't be.
You witness
be,
us.
It will be May because the league is finishing in May now.
You witness us.
FA Cup will be like 2 games to the end of season.
FA Cup is like 3 days to Champions League final.
Yeah, FA Cup is like the last English game ever.
It's like 3 days to Champions League. That's what I'm praying for. I'm praying that we kick out Man City.
We'll get
so I don't have time for these motherfuckers.
We'll get Arsenal 1-2-0. They won Newcastle 2-0.
Guy,
do you know somebody said that there's no deadly Arsenal as an Arsenal that has no pressure on their necks.
Crucial.
Like Newcastle, if you guys were top, Newcastle for winning now. Do you agree? If you guys were first.
I feel so too. But that Newcastle game was damn. I saw a different Arsenal guy. It was like war, like all physical, mentally. All out, like
yeah, mentally.
We are dying there. I'm telling you, it was dope too. But I'm just so sad that those three draws.
But I feel like Liverpool should have been a draw. It was good. But was it Bournemouth?
No, Southampton and West Ham.
Damn, I should have won those games. Messed up.
And if we were leading most of the games,
Southampton, I even came back. Southampton were beating me 3-1.
No, but for Liverpool, we were leading.
That Liverpool game, we just see that it was supposed to end in a draw, but
Arsenal
were supposed to bury that game since the first half.
Exactly.
That game was supposed to enter 3-0 that first half. They were losing too many chances. 3-0 first half, and you would have buried that game already. Liverpool will come out to be looking for a way for you not to embarrass them in their home. So, would have been. But,
it
is done already.
That's actually true. There's a very interesting title race in Germany. Bayern and Dortmund. I think it's 1 point that separates them with 31 games played.
Dortmund is stopping, yeah?
No. Bayern is stopping. Bayern is stopping.
Bayern thanks to Tuchel. Tuchel was like this.
Which thanks to Tuchel? I still feel like if Nagelsmann was there, guy. Nagelsmann for the
off-match. Are you still being champions?
Yes, exactly now. Like what I mean thanks to Tuchel is that Tuchel is just... This game, everything was in. Bayern were going for the treble. Like, literally. They were in the
pole position. I feel like Nagelsmann would have delivered that champion.
Was delivered champions
before because the form he was on in that.
Because I watched,
lost only 3 games. All season,
they played PSG. They
all
played,
season,
like,
all season.
PSG, like they. It was not just the
guy. I watched all their games. Bayern, PSG, in all those games.
Barcelona, they played Barcelona. I'm telling you, they play like.
What was mind blowing was all game, all season. They lost only 3 matches.
I'm telling you,
only 3 matches.
People have lost.
You
like
played Champions League. More. You played the league. You played your DFB. I only lost 3 matches.
3 matches. You can imagine.
So what? Okay. What did they want? What they wanted to improve? They wanted to go through a season that was like, perfect.
And young players were coming on. See Musiala again. Yeah,
what Bayern came out to say was dressing room issues. You cannot control.
But then they should leave it after the league.
Because there are players that are his age, in there, and all those kind of things. But
then they should have left it after the season.
At the end of the season.
End of the season. It will be understanding now.
So in the Serie A, we saw our Nigerian brother, my namesake, Agbabola.
Victor!
Osimhen!
Victor!
I think they've delivered. Osimhen and Napoli won their first Scudetto in 33 years.
Yeah,
third in their history.
He delivered them this
bro, like legendary strikers have come
on. Mind you, exactly. Legendary, yeah. Plenty of people have come on. Cavani,
Osimhen and his boys. It's not with Osimhen. Osimhen, Kivara.
But you know what?
Zielinski,
Lozano.
A lot of their players lost form towards the end of the season.
Zambo and Wizard.
Then there's this. Kim Min-jae, midfielder, like the both car. Damn, that is one of the most technically skilled players I've seen in this.
The team now lost. They lost.
He barely loses the ball. Like, he's one of the people that you give the ball to protect. Like, okay, the ball don't they pass my power. I beg, take. May you help us recycle play. And damn, he will do that. they deserve it. All the players put in the work.
More they deserve it. Big up to Victor Osimhen. Big up.
For leading the line.
For real, man. Big up. Now, on a Ballon d'Or agenda, will they push for yes, you know, push top 10 finish.
Nigeria, let Nigeria carry. Let Nigeria carry.
That kind of thing.
AFCON.
Congrats to Napoleon.
Yeah. Congrats to Napoleon. I'm happy. But guy, look at this. Look at this stuff. I saw something on the internet, on Twitter actually. It was even Syria A themselves that posted it. They posted the last 4 years. There have been 4 different winners in the Syria A in the last 4 years. The fourth year, Juventus. The year after that, it was AC Milan. The year after that, no, the year after that, it was Inter Milan. After AC. That, AC Milan. AC. After AC, Napoli. Now, going to La Liga like this, there have been 3 different winners in the past 4 years. There has been Atletico, there has been Barcelona, there has been Madrid. Going to Germany is a pussy league. Going to Farmers France. League. Going to France. France has been home. Yeah, France has been. But yeah, coming to England, bro, Guardiola has customized England, bro. Guardiola is going for his third straight.
He's farming those niggas. He's
going for his third straight.
He's farming them.
And in the last 5 years, he has lifted 4.
Out of 5.
He has lifted 4 out of 5.
not just in the last 5, like in the last
he has turned this place into a plantation.
I'm telling you, cassava plantation. But the thing is that
you cannot compare the football though. There's something about the football that is played in England.
Bro.
You can't lie.
For real. It has gotten so bad.
Look at
Brighton, top 6, top 7, Aston Villa, top 7. Villa. Bro, like in La Liga.
In what other league do you discuss like
in La Liga, Madrid can go and play like 20th team and flog them anyhow. Barcelona same flog like the bottom pitch of the team.
You play Southampton, but you have to be on your guard.
But I feel even in La Liga, in La Liga, they are playing like the small boys. You have to still be on your guard.
But there's a difference, guys. Like England, the small boys then will come play ball with you. Like they will go 2-2. But in La Liga, it's something like the lower guys are more laid back.
And if you want to, even
they are not as brave.
Do you know what's helping England to do that?
But you know why they say?
Do you know what their policies, their financial policies, can allow even a small club.
That Aston Villa will spend like 200 million.
Yeah, that's what a big club in another league will do.
They are making it. So they are making the money.
So when as a manager go, I have the like a 200 million budget. Mm-hmm. I can sign anybody and implement the full tactics that I know. But when you come to La Liga, you have to pull levers. You have to do.
You guys are not making the money now.
I don't
see when I get beautiful cameras. I love your cameras.
That's our president. He's against the financial.
Giving all the 4K views and everything.
He's against the financial. And the
Microsoft analysis. I'm you. Man. That's the only thing I love about that.
But we should buy people now, normally. We
buy all of you. Yeah, that one did.
With all your league and everything, we'll pipe all of you.
Did they pipe you too?
Who pipe us?
Chelsea did pipe you.
Pipe us. When last Chelsea pipe Madrid?
When Chelsea carry champion? The last
now, like,
3 years.
3 years. Thank you. We pipe them twice, 4 times back to back.
No.
Yes, now.
No.
Last season we pipe them. This season we don't pipe them.
The pipe them last season.
Yeah. We come out there from Champions League now, you forget.
Benzema.
England people just give us England.
No, that one day now. That one day, when I get jazz for Champions League, like the only explanation
will be that.
How can Valverde say that he wants to win the Champions League this season so that the 15th one will match his jersey number? What the fuck?
You can imagine.
Guy, like, Madrid players don't have reason to win Champions League. They want to match their jersey number.
is sad.
Yeah, there we'll talk about the Champions League after this break. We'll talk about
Thank you.
back, guys. We'll be discussing the holy grail of football, club football, the Champions League. Real Madrid versus Manchester City, cracking game of football. It ended 1-1.
Beautiful game.
I told you earlier that Real Madrid have jazz. Because how can these motherfuckers have one shot on target in the first half and it's the only goal?
That's the thing. Madrid are dangerous.
But then people were saying that City cooked Madrid, but
there was no cooking.
There was nothing like that.
Anybody that watches Madrid game will know that that's
the only
cooking
that Man City did was first 25 minutes. After first 25 minutes, the game got balanced.
Madrid were more relaxed.
Madrid started attacking. One attack like this, Man City knew all that tactics that you brought and you were touching and you were
possession,
keeping high line. After Vinicius carried one attack, you just know that your high line is useless here. You will render your high line useless.
Vini like teams that are operating with high line. So that you carry your defenders and be running back with them.
My God. If you leave them for back,
Walker knew that he played the game that day.
Walker
knew he played the game
that day. What I liked after I said was the whole familiarity after the whole game. Everybody knew that this is Champions League.
Who are those La Liga defenders that are always fighting Vinicius?
They're not serving ball.
They are foolish people now.
Me, I want to believe. Should I be saying this? But I want to believe that they are like that because they are racist.
Of course,
no. They are now.
They are like that because they cannot believe a black man is doing all that. I don't believe a black man is causing
Vinny
all that
for Ballon d'Or, man.
And Vinny
for
Ballon d'Or.
Vinny's in. Vinny's for Ballon d'Or. He's already ahead of Benzema.
My God. That game. You need to see that boy in that game.
I think Vinny has 23 goals and 21 assists.
Yes. Yeah. He was invisible
mad
that
numbers,
game.
Bro.
Damn.
Mad numbers.
For me, that game, it was the man of the match was between Camavinga,
see, Camavinga
and Vinny. Man, Camavinga for 31 million is a fucking steal.
Camavinga is still
good.
31 million.
See, I don't even care if you bought him when he was 30 years old for 31 million. You bought a 21-year-old.
19-year-old.
So you can imagine.
He bought a 19-year-old for
31 million with that kind of ability.
The guy is...
With that kind of... See the way that guy has... He has just so fitting into the team that he looks so seamless and everything.
Bro, and he's playing at left back. And he said, they asked him after, he hates playing at left back. He plays sometimes as a touchline, sometimes inverted. Very inverted.
That's the versatility that he brings to the left. He doesn't just play like your traditional.
He's technical.
Bro, and when he goes, when he's breaking through lines, bro,
he breaks them. He brought the assist.
He goes with full mind. Yes, he knows I can't play the ball.
He drove the ball to the other half and delivered one pass assist.
Bro, that is crazy. Let's move on to Inter vs AC Milan, where Inter won 2-0. Inter won AC Milan 2-0. Don't worry, we'll talk about that. Inter Milan won AC Milan 2-0. Goals from Harry Mkhitaryan and Edin Dzeko in the first half. AC Milan just lost form since Leao.
They slept the first few minutes. That's what Madrid is always doing. We always make sure that in the first few minutes we don't fuck up. If you fuck up in like first 15 minutes, better you should absorb the pressure in the like first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
See as the game is.
Yeah.
Then from there you start building. So what AC did was
once you fold from the beginning.
From the beginning, you have to start chasing the game, and that was the problem.
Going
to the second leg, they're already at a disadvantage. So it's
they have a good project now. There's a young team there.
Right now, it's not about the big club. Whatever big club is going, he's playing Champions League. He's a irregular starter.
Chelsea are not going to Champions League.
Napoli, Inter are not there too. Lazio, Roma.
Roma is the shake, sha.
But I
Roma, Roma, the last time I checked, Roma
there's another team seventh. That was there. Roma was
the last
that,
time I checked. Roma was seventh. No. Juve is third.
Juve is third. There's a team that is fourth. Then Roma is.
Inter is fourth.
I don't think it's Inter.
No, Inter is fourth. AC is fifth.
No.
Somebody is sixth.
Roma. But Roma are ahead.
Atalanta is fourth. Atalanta is fourth.
But wait, what happened to Atalanta all of a sudden? All the Serie A teams are balling, but then you won't hear of Atlanta.
They are trying now.
Most of their squad.
Yeah, they
sold, then they are trying to rebuild.
Yeah, they were the ones that sold their Romero.
Yes, so
they are creating midfielder in each change that time that had issue with his wife.
That one like has retired from football.
Yeah,
now.
I don't even know.
So
he's so fast now.
He's not more playing football. The only player I know is there is still Zapata. He's struggling himself. He's struggling.
Lukman is on fire. He's scoring bastard.
Yeah, Inter is fourth. Milan is fifth. Lazio is seventh. Lazio are even playing to the
okay, so Atalanta have gone down.
Atalanta.
Roma have gone down.
Roma is in the Europa League, so I hope they win it. They won their first leg against Bayer Leverkusen 1-0. And then Juventus also needed a 97-minute equalizer against who they play for?
Sevilla.
The
niggas that is born in
seventh equalizer against Sevilla. But the highlights for me was Pogba was back. Was balling, man. I miss Pogba.
I'm happy for Pogba. I miss him.
Like I said, bad influence.
He's a good footballer.
Yeah. But he has bad influence.
Like one of the best of our generation.
Yes. One of the best midfielders.
The best midfielders was they were around on Tuesday, balling out their asses.
Okay, there was. Okay, this is just out of the gist and everything. But James and I were talking about something. If you want to call top 10 midfielders, okay. Top 5 midfielders of our generation, let's do it that way. Top 5 midfielders of our generation, what midfielders we call?
So, my first midfielder, although he's not in my generation, sir. Yes. It's Zizou.
Zizou is not our generation. So, okay, wait, let's be specific like this. From what year to what year will you count?
From 2000.
Players aged maximum 38.
38.
Yes.
So that means Iniesta, Xavi, Wumbi,
They're not playing again.
But I watch them, so they're in my technical and
they're
my generation.
They're in
technical and our generation.
But if you want to call.
If you're talking about current.
Would you call those guys and KDB and Co in the same bracket or generation now?
Nope.
KDB will be down below.
KDB will be down below.
If I'm calling top 20, KDB will not be mine. Okay, he'll be my
top 20. Come on, KDB. Pogba might not be in top 20.
Pogba will be in top. Pogba is just consistency that killed Pogba.
So that's the thing of
Pogba. Pogba too,
but you can't put him above KDB.
That's the thing of
Pogba. No, I can't put exactly. Pogba above KDB.
There are a lot of players ahead of, like, in between Pogba and KDB. There are a lot of midfielders that go.
I don't know if I should judge them, Iniesta and Xavi's generation as the same as KDB's generation.
No, they are different generations now, totally.
No, I feel like they are same.
They are not same generation now. They are not playing. Xavi is not playing again. So Iniesta is not playing again. They are Lampard, they are Gerrard, them. They know they play again.
Yeah, actually.
So, those are two different generations.
So that means, what will you say about them? Modric, Kroos and Casemiro? Because literally they played with them Xavi and them Iniesta. So
Modric is a late bloomer.
So
Modric is a late bloomer. Modric.
Yeah.
Went to Real Madrid at 27.
Yeah.
28, Seth.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's still playing now is awesome. But I still think he'll be in the conversation.
Modric will be like top 3, Seth. Because yeah, no, of our generation, you can't put him with them Zizou now, bro.
Of our generation.
But Modric is at the table with Zizou. Is it?
He's at the table with Zizou.
Because right now, Modric.
We're not saying he's going to be better than them, no, but he's at the table.
Modric technically is there already. Everything is there.
He has
a Ballon d'Or that nobody has.
That you can call.
There's no midfielder that in our generation has
a
Ballon d'Or.
Besides them.
Of course.
You call Xavi, you call Iniesta, you call
Modric in the conversation.
Beside them. Because them, that is one.
But top 5, let's say top 5. Who will be the top 5?
Of all time.
Of our generation, you can't both
of our generation.
Okay, so now why is this guy so obsessed with all time?
All time, my number one. is Zinedine Zidane. For me, I watch Zinedine Zidane. I don't watch him, I watch YouTube.
Guy, leave of all time. Let's just talk about our generation.
Okay.
For our generation.
For me, number one, Javi Hernandez. My number one is Javi.
Boss my head.
That guy was brilliant. He's the one that invented scanning the shoulder, man. Over your shoulder. All the time. That guy, they scan.
But he didn't invent it. How would you say he invented scanning the shoulder?
Javi
can just made it. People just brought it to life because it was like, okay, they noticed that he was always doing.
Javi cannot do 1 second without scanning his shoulder.
Yes, now, yeah, that's how every other midfielder.
That's how everybody's supposed to.
That's how they train midfielders in Spain. Don't you see? Don't you watch Idebo? Thiago.
Liverpool. Thiago. Cantara too is a bad one.
That's the same way Adebo plays too. He's always cunning, he's always
when you see Alcantara,
that's why sometimes when you pass to him, you just make one touch.
Alcantara has ability, but Alcantara was not at the top level for years.
He's in top 30-40 conversation.
Maybe Pogba might be ahead of him.
That is sure now. Dude, if it's based on ability, bro.
Pogba has played. The thing is, Pogba really contributed to France's World Cup.
And he was born at Juventus.
He
also born at United. It's just that it was very inconsistent. So the upcoming fixtures for this weekend are Leeds in the Premier League. We have Leeds versus Newcastle by 12 o'clock. We have Villa versus Tottenham Hotspurs. Chelsea face Forest and United take on Wolves at Old Trafford. On Sunday, we have Everton versus City. I know the Arsenal fans will be hoping for some dropped points. But Arsenal themselves, they face Brighton.
We win normally.
There's no pressure now. Then on Monday, it's wrapped up with Leicester versus Liverpool. Let's quickly get...
Who's Man U playing?
Wolves. Let's quickly get like predictions. Champions League, your UCL winner and your Europa League winner. Who do you think will win the UCL now?
Madrid now. You didn't choose. But I see us winning in the Etihad. Probably like 3-1.
Pep will count tonight.
See, the thing with Champions League is, you don't give Madrid confidence. And with what they played against us, that was like their best game. Because just imagine, they didn't sub anybody. Pep was so scared that he didn't sub anybody. He put his best fit players. And there was no sub. Not like, you might know his squad.
That's right. I really want to see what will happen that Everton game.
So, exactly. That's what will happen.
Madrid game next.
Madrid have already lost the La Liga. The last match before the Champions, we lost it against Real Sociedad. It was not our problem. So, that one is already gone.
Those games are tricky.
So, those games... So, I don't know. And if he uses his squad too much...
I would have preferred Madrid to win 2-1 that game. So that Man City would train like bitches for that game.
But I like the pressure that they have. Because now the pressure is back on Man City. They are home.
Yes,
I knew the pressure was on us at first. So now the pressure is back on Man City. And then now Madrid will be playing comfortable.
I want Vinicius to toast that.
No, I feel like Kai won that game will reach extra time.
Because of the no goal.
Guys, if Unano implode in the first half, because now it's City they do that. It's City will fuck you up for first half. And if you survive that first half,
Madrid.
That is it.
The way Madrid
play
for champion,
implode 99 minutes.
The way they play, there's something that I saw on Twitter. The person said your tactics are useless when you face some particular teams, because at that point, when you have 11 players on the pitch and all those 11 players are leaders in each position, all your tactics are gone. Everybody will pull up. Everybody will
second leg, Madrid Liverpool.
Ah,
bro, I just knew that, bro, you guys are going to go far that game in this season's Champions League.
All right, okay, like, give us your Premier League team of the season, because honestly, we are not satisfied with the one that Premier League give us.
Okay, my Premier League team of the season.
Yeah, Premier League team of the season.
Okay, for right back, Trippier is my right back. For my left back, I'm biased. I'm sure. No, Zinchenko. No, not Zinchenko.
Not Zinchenko. No,
not Zinchenko. Not Zinchenko. But for my centre backs, please, my boys. My Gabriel and Saliba, I will not trade them
Gabriel
for
Wibby.
Anybody.
Gabriel Wibby Jones.
Hey guy, are you serious? Yeah, guy has been probably the best defender in the PL.
Saliba is good. Saliba is good.
I like.
Saliba is good.
Guy, there are many times where Saliba would have done.
Guy, Saliba would have done rubbish. No vex. That's not your team.
I'm serious. I did very serious with Gabriel cover. Guy, Gabriel has been. No,
give us
no,
your
no,
team.
No, no.
Just give us your
just
team.
Just give us your team.
See,
we don't have explanation.
Wait. Any. Any Arsenal fan.
Just give us your team.
Any Arsenal fan that has watched Arsenal games this season.
Okay, we are not Arsenal fans. We have not watched Arsenal.
You cannot pick Saliba ahead of Gabriel because of many things.
Okay.
No, but because of many right, things. You cannot pick Saliba ahead of Gabriel.
Go ahead.
I got my Saliba and I got my Gabriel. I will not trade them for anything.
So who's your left back?
My left back. Please, who have been the exceptional left backs this season?
Yes, Luke Shaw.
Yeah, Luke Shaw is trying. Who again, they? Who is Man City's left back? Ake? No.
No, Akanji.
No.
Then we get left back.
Cancelo.
Cancelo left.
Rico Lewis. Rico Lewis was playing there for some time. But fuck them. Liverpool is Liverpool's left back.
Robertson.
No, not Robertson this season. Chelsea.
I saw a Brighton player.
I think I'll go with Luke Shaw. No, I'll go with Luke Shaw like over Estupinian. I'll go with Zinchenko over Estupinian. So then for my midfield, Declan Rice. Give me Odegaard.
Okay.
Then give me Gundogan.
Then you don't know football because if you don't carry the brand, then you are shit.
Go ahead.
Me, I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm biased. I'm sorry. I'll carry my Odegaard because Odegaard has shown me some mad football.
So you think Odegaard and De Bruyne cannot play together?
No, I don't think they can play together.
Odegaard and De Bruyne can play together, bro.
I don't want to see them.
De Bruyne is a CM, central midfielder.
De Bruyne can play anywhere.
De Bruyne cannot play CM in my team.
TM.
What Xhaka does, De Bruyne cannot do it.
Who's be like?
In an
election.
Guy,
what?
Bro,
now you finish the hype, De Bruyne, 2 minutes.
Yes now. Bro, wait till Xhaka did it. Bro, Xhaka is fucking. Wait. Bro.
Gundogan go floor Xhaka for this.
No. Bernardo. Wait till Xhaka did do, bro.
Wait, what is Xhaka doing?
Bro, the defensive work that Xhaka does.
Okay.
Move on.
De Bruyne cannot do it. That's why I said Odegaard and De Bruyne now won't work.
Your front three.
That's why I said they cannot work. My front three.
Yeah.
Like it or not, I would have loved to put my boy Saka there. Saka has shown so much this season, but Salah the ball. Yeah. But Salah has been inconsistent. But me, I'll pick Saka, please. I'm sorry, I'll pick Saka. Then for my left, Rashford. I like Rashford. Titi, I've been one man. You sell.
You know that's talk nine now. Nobody if you talk nine. Any other night.
But bro, give me Kane, please.
Give me Kane.
Haaland cannot give you everything.
Kane is not hungry. Like, he's on his survival. You didn't see Haaland hunger. You didn't see Haaland hunger.
Haaland is hungry. No, they scored as much as Kane scored.
So I'll give Ramsdale as my goalkeeper. My right back is Kieran Trippier. My centre back is Saliba and Martinez. My left back. My left back is Shaw. So my midfield will be Casemiro.
Better.
De Bruyne and Odegaard. Then my forward is the same as Bolaji. Saka. Haaland and Marcus Rashford.
Haaland, me na Kane I pick.
Okay, okay. Yeah, my mind is Haaland. Haaland. Okay.
For me, my goalkeeper will be Nick Pope because he's there.
But there was a trend on Twitter this season. Nick Pope. I don't know where anyone else here.
Sorry. Nick Pope was good. Yeah. Then for the defense, I think I'll go with your defense because the defense is solid. But that's right back, Trippier, left back, Shaw, Licha,
and Saliba.
Saliba, because Saliba.
Bro, I don't know what Diaz is doing in the Premier League official. Man, Diaz is in PR, man. Why is Ruben Diaz? How many games Diaz?
How many
games? They don't even put Ake itself. Ake ball. They don't even put
Ake. Ruben Diaz, K.
Go ahead.
Then my defensive midfielder will be Cassie. No advent. There, straight up. Then midfield. De Bruyne should be on nobody, like in all the midfields. I don't know that De Bruyne should be benched there for any reason. Then probably I'll go to Odegaard because he's really next midfielder that is balling. Then for the top, Rashford, Saka, Haaland. That's like for the top self shouldn't be changed.
Nobody should be. Only this guy that put in now.
Only Abana.
Alright, now guys, this podcast has been
I'll brought to you guys. Leave me with my king.
The guy, you know, they are signing King since opening game of this game this season. I never sell him even once.
Even me.
King don't score 29 goals, guys.
Bro, King is bro. King. Yeah, I'm King looking for someone that can do everything for me.
Bro, King go sweet fit my team. Bro, King they create.
King go fit any team.
That, no, King is. Wait, why he goes
to
Kanya for this place? But why are you wasting Kanya for this place?
They know the two players I feel man should sign. I have Antonio and Kane. Those are the two players.
We can't sign because they are the same age group and then you know go work. You sign Kane and sign Young Gashon.
Guy, if you want Man U to ball next season,
Tony,
sign Kane and sign Frankie. Frankie De Jong, bro.
Frankie De Jong is not coming, bro. Just forget
bro, about it. Bro, he was guy said,
I said, when they give her for 6 million, I'll no collect. Oh, no, I'm collecting for 60 million.
We get scouts. Our scout is scout, but they both finalize the deal. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. This is the end of our show. We've come to the end of our show. I've been your host, Victor, and I'm signing out. Looking forward to a great weekend.
One love on your nigga, favorite nigga.
Favorite nigga, cough.
Favorite black nigga, Manuel.
What's good, my people? It's your boy, Von J. Signing out.
Alright, push it in. It's a. Look at cool.
Rich love.
So you see?
I will preach out.
What's up, people? Welcome to our show. Welcome to a brand new episode of our show.
What up?
I'm here with the boys, and we are going to
the men. Excuse us.
Nah, fuck this. Let's start again.